Well, Ryan, your first taste of county cricket, how much are you enjoying it?
A lot. Yeah, it's a good challenge, and it's another step up from what I've played, but I'm really enjoying it, so it's been good.
Hampshire are in a good position in this game, aren't they, after day two?
I think so, yeah. It's going to be a big session tomorrow morning. A couple of early wickets and we should be right in it, but it's not easy to bat on, so we need to try and get them out as quickly as we can, I think.
Just how much is the ball doing, even still, after 2 days?
When you get it in the right area, it's doing a lot. Yeah, if you're hitting the seam, the pitch is a little bit up and down now as well, and still some seam movement, so yeah, it's good.
You got 30 with the bat as well. I mean, obviously you've played a lot in minor counties. We haven't seen you before, yeah. But some nice strikes amongst that.
Thank you, yeah. I've sort of batted less the further I've gone up in level. For Devon, I batted about 8, I think, so... But I enjoy batting, so it's nice to get out in the middle and have some time out there.
John Hastings was kind of giving you a few short ones, as well as a few full ones as well.
Yeah, no, he's a good bowler. It's another step up batting against guys like that, so hopefully it'll mean I can only get better and try and work my way up the order.
It's quite important because you were part of the last four wickets that put on, 93. It's quite important in the whole overall scheme of things in the game.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's the guys at the top did the hard work, really. And it's not easy to bat on. So guys at the bottom have a bit more free range to go and play their shots a little bit. So it is, as long as the guys at the top do the hard work, which they did, then it allows the guys down the bottom to start having a bit more of a swing.
You haven't picked up a wicket yet, but you've been a little bit unlucky.
First innings I didn't bowl very well, but I bowled a good, an okay spell there, so hopefully tomorrow I can pick up a couple. It'd be nice.
Is this very much finding out how you feel you can play at this level?
Definitely, yeah. I think I'll learn more from this game than I have from any other game I've played before. I already have, so I know the coaches and stuff around, just picking up things here and there. It's a really good experience for me.
I know it's only been 2 days, but what have been the biggest sort of learning experiences already, both with the bat and the ball?
Bowling, I'd say less room for error. If you're not on your spot, then it's gone because of the quality of the batsman. And batting... Well, I was fortunate at the end I could just have a swing, really. So, but batting again, it's just going to have to work a lot harder in the nets, work on my technique, and see if I can get a bit better.
You're at this stage now. Was this planned even at the start of the summer? Would you believe that you were doing this right now?
Not at all. No, not at all. It's been a interesting year. I mean, I moved to Torquay this year, which was the biggest thing, I think, and it's just escalated from there, really, and ended up being here is a bit surreal. So. I never at the start of the season did I think I'd be so dear right now, so I can't complain about it. So.
So what have you been doing in the last sort of 6 months or a year? What have you been up to?
Work-wise?
Yeah, well, anything, yeah.
I moved cricket from my club that I grew up from to Torquay, which was a Premier League side in Devon. And then, yeah, played for Devon and then here. And then work-wise, I was working... at my mum's post office. Mum and stepdad own a post office in Devon, so my girlfriend and I are working there and live next door, and we set up our own campsite business as well at my dad's farm, so we've kept fairly busy, but it's all good fun.
So will you return to that during the winter?
Yes, hopefully we'll, it depends, we might have to move up and things like that to Southampton, so, but hopefully we can still run it from afar. And yeah, my dad's there as well, so he does a lot of the hard work.
Do you plan for this to be a career for a while now?
I hope so. You never know, do you? Anything can happen. But it'd be nice, yeah, keep playing games like this, hopefully improve and see where I can get to.
I know Hampshire struggled a bit this season, but I mean, you've come in and found yourself in a situation where you can help Hampshire to victory here tomorrow.
Yeah, no, the boys have played well this game, so I'm not sure I make much difference, but hopefully last four games we can win. Four of them would be nice, but to start here with a win's massive, so hopefully we can get over the line tomorrow.